6:53 on Wisconsin's Morning News, bringing our friend and teammate from ESPN Milwaukee, Gabe Neitzel. And what have you brought to talk about today, Gabe?
So I wanted to talk about this all week. We haven't talked about it on our show, and it's not sports related because that's not really where, you know, we really thrive over on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on ESPN
on
Milwaukee.
Show.
Yeah, on our sports show.
That's fine. We don't talk about sports.
On Monday, there was a report out of Minnesota. So there is a fraud trial going on. A lot of different people up there accused of taking funds, like millions of dollars, from a program around the pandemic that was meant to, you know, help feed homeless people, things of that nature. And one of the jurors was dismissed on Monday after they reported to the judge that somebody came up to them, gave them a bag full of $120,000, saying, "Hey, you should have quit."
Wow. Well, I guess we know where some of the money went.
That sounds like a great movie.
Well, there are so many things here. So the first is, like, man, that's just brazen. That's just going, here's $120,000.
And why was that the number?
Yeah.
Wouldn't $100,000 probably do it?
Well, so my next question is this juror only reporting some of the money? Because,
who comes up with $120,000?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, so if somebody gives you like a bag full of $500,000, you know, what's the defense going to do? No, we actually gave them $500,000. They're only reporting $120,000.
Nobody
right?
can speak up.
Yeah, nobody can speak up because then they're admitting to a felony. So that's I've got a lot of questions surrounding this of the brazenness of it. First of all, I'm surprised this juror then decided to report it. Did they report the full money? A lot of questions that I have surrounding this.
Where did this happen? Was this like at a Starbucks?
I don't know.
And who did they pick? Did they pick this juror specifically because they knew that one made sway?
It was this person, their mark.
Yeah, I don't know why this person was the mark, but the juror was dismissed and now the rest of the jury's been sequestered.
Where's the money?
I'm assuming the state just takes it.
All of a sudden the judge is reporting it now as $100,000.
He only turned in 100. Oh, no!
Yeah, so I'm assuming the state just takes it, and, they seize it as part of, I don't know, an ongoing investigation?
I think what we got here is a found wallet situation. You know, you lose your wallet, whatever, it's got $83 in it, or you lose your bag. You hear this sometimes, somebody lost a deposit that was going to the bank. It's got $2,000 in it. Eric found it. He turns it in, and they say, "Hey, thank you so much. Here's $1,000 for you, or here's $50 for..." This guy should get to keep a little something.
You
got to be above board.
What do you think would be fair?
Well, we'd take that 20 out. Now we have a nice even round number of 100. Okay. Turn in the 100. This guy keeps the 20 for doing the right thing.
$20,000 for being honest.
Yeah.
But then does he have to declare that and get taxed on?
Yeah, that's right. It only comes out to about 13.
I mean, probably. We're dealing with another government entity. I don't think they're going to let you pass without paying the taxes on it.
No way I could sleep on that. You're asking the question of like, wow, man, this would have made a big difference for the guy. You know, how do you, maybe you just keep it quiet, you do what you were told, and that's that. No way I could sleep on that.
Well, but again, I mean,
in terms of a conscience,
I wouldn't be able to either. Like you said, I wouldn't be able to sleep, period.
Right.
Like, I'm tossing and turning. And I think it's super easy to go, well, why don't you just take the money and just do your job as a juror anyway? Like, don't let it influence you, right? Like, and you know, if you think they're dirty, you still vote that. Because they're not going to turn you in. They're not going to, on top of one crime, admit to another crime.
You know what else they're going to do? Forget it.
What about the rest of the jury? You said they're sequestered. I'd be looking at each one of them in the eye. Now, has anyone dropped a bag of goodies off?
That's right. Did they just pick one guy?
Yeah.
Who else in that room?
Yeah, I would be looking at every one of them.
Who else in that room showed up in a Ferrari at court this week?
Got a really nice suit on.
Where did that car come from?
We're independently wealthy.
As of when? A couple days ago.
6:57, Wisconsin's Morning News.